Says Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. An overwhelming majority of voters are disgusted by the state of American politics, and many harbor doubts that either major party nominee can unite the country after a historically ugly presidential campaign, according to the final pre-election New York Times CBS News poll. Phoenix laid a list of top airports, followed by Portland, San Diego, Salt Lake City, Honolulu, Seattle, Tacoma, Philadelphia, Charlotte, Los Angeles, Las Vegas, rather, Minneapolis, St. Paul. At the bottom of the list were the three New York airports, finished just ahead of Chicago O'Hare, Detroit Metro, Orlando, Washington Dulles, Denver International, Los Angeles International, Houston George Bush Intercontinental, and Miami International. Harvard announced it was canceling the rest of the men's soccer season after officials uncovered what they described as a widespread practice of the team's players rating the school's female players in sexually explicit terms. Workers at some of Trader Joe's stores on the East Coast have filed an unfair labor charge against the company, accusing the company of trying to force them to be friendly even when they were complaining about safety and cleanliness. In 1902, Texas adopted a poll tax. Its champions argued in the Dallas Morning News that the tax would prevent fraud and protect against corrupt methods at the polls. Their reasoning, if casting a vote is free, then poor people will sell their votes for a trifle. The Justice Department has sent subpoenas to several manufacturers of generic drugs and to some individual executives seeking information about product pricing and communications with competitors, according to the company's filings with the SEC over the past 2 years. Economists are finding that a closer look at the metro-by-metro data suggests that platform freelancing, like Uber and Airbnb, was already substituting for some payroll employment and cannibalizing it in the 2012-2014 period. Payroll employment, after all, had declined in 15 metros by 2014 in ride-sharing and 10 in room-sharing, despite a modest economic recovery. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109, Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.